Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Love and Relationships and Friends right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Happy New Year to everyone out there listening in by way of WAOK.com and radio.com. Sean Garvey in the studio along with your favorite producer, C to the J.
What up?
Happy New Year. How's it going? Happy New Year, C to the J.
Happy New Year, Sean.
Yes, yes, indeed. And also sitting next to me, back from vacation.
Straight off the plane.
Gabby Bell in the studio with us.
Yow! Yeah. New Year. That's my new thing for 2020. Yow!
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So, you know, I got to ask you, how was your New Year's?
It was amazing.
We bet.
Yes.
What's his name?
So, I went to New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
And brought in the year with my boyfriend.
Oh. Okay.
And your boyfriend is?
Come on now, really?
For the people who don't know.
Well, they should know. If they don't know, they're missing out. That's their fault. They should have been tuned in each and every time he was on. No, I'm just kidding. I still love y'all. Rodney.
So y'all know made it official.
We made it official, yes.
Ooh.
Okay.
My girl Gabby.
So she got a new bae.
Yeah,
shout out to C to the J for putting that show together, coming up with that idea.
You know you're gonna be at my wedding, right?
I better.
Okay.
All right. Long as I'm look.
You and my cousin.
she watches too.
We got an inside joke. Hey cousin.
How was yours?
My New Year's was great. Just kicked it. Didn't even do nothing crazy. Spectacular this year. I know last year I was hosting the party, but this year was over at one of my big homies' houses. Brought in New Year there.
Yeah, drank
some food, you know.
I heard.
I bet.
Yeah. We'll talk off air.
Whatever stays on New Year's Eve, whatever happens on New Year's Eve stays on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you, Sean? How was your New
Year? I did something differently. I worked and I went home.
Really?
Yes.
And what do you usually do?
Sean, that sounds so boring.
I know, right?
But what did you usually do? You say you did something different.
Right.
What do you usually do?
I work and I stay home. Because usually I don't work and stay home on New Year's Eve.
So you usually go out.
But I'm going to make up for it because in less than 30 days from now, it is my birthday.
That's why Ms. Brenda asked me to come in. Makes sense.
Oh, so Sean's taking off for the B-Day? Oh, this must be serious.
Yeah. 4 days. And it's gonna feel like New Year's Eve all over again. New Year's Eve,
okay.
New Year's Day.
What are the plans?
We're gonna do it spectacular. One of them is going to a museum.
Okay. Ooh.
What kind of museum?
Civil Rights Museum.
Okay. I still haven't been there yet.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet either.
Yeah, almost just in time for Black History Month. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Black love.
Gotta love black love. Yes. Gotta love it. And we got some other events, too, that is underway.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. All right. So, Love and Relationships, the first new millennial show of 2020. This is the millennial version of Love and Relationships and Friends, in which we give you all things considered love, sex, and relationships from a millennial perspective.
Yeah.
And the question... Actually, it's not really so much of a question. We're just throwing this topic out there because it's a new year. And, of course, our very own Gabby Bell got herself a new bae.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Rodney, boy.
Rod. I'm still calling him Rod.
Okay.
Yeah. What up, Rod? But there got to be some new rules, though. Yeah. Got to be some new rules. For those that are listening to us on WAOK, 1380 AM, I know you're thinking to yourself, like, okay, why am I still single in 2020? Mm. What should I do differently than what I did back in 2019 or the past few years before 2019.
All right.
All right. So we're going to have some experts, two life coaches, and one who is currently in the dating scene to give us their perspective on what different things should a man or a woman do differently in 2020. So we're calling it New Year, New Bay, New Rules.
Okay, but before we go, I just want a quick question. I have a quick question.
Okay.
Do you guys believe in that New Year's myth? Whoever you bring in, like you have to bring a New Year's with somebody if you want it to last throughout the whole New Year. Do you guys believe in that?
I'm starting to.
Really?
Yeah, because I brought in New Year's with Bay, and we made it through last year, and we brought it in this year together. So
yeah, I'm with CJ on that one.
Okay,
I'm with CJ,
and we already starting New Year off, going to look at houses and everything. So
ooh. Wow, oh,
yeah. Okay. See, I would have to agree as well, because even though I was in a situation with someone last year, he was actually DJing and I was at home, so we didn't technically bring it in together.
Mm, yeah, gotcha.
And look,
but you and Rodney brought it in together this year.
We absolutely did.
Yeah,
I'm praying that you know we can.
Okay, all right. Real quick, I got a. Sturgis said you real savage, straight savage for that move, Gabby.
DJ Sturgis ain't letting that go.
Sturgis and I had conversations off air, and him and I, we got some talking. I got to update him on a couple things.
Okay. All right. What to do and not to do when dating and creating new relationships in 2020. We want to hear from you. 404-892-2703. This is Love and Relationships and Friends with your boy, Sean Garvey.
C to the J.
Gabby Bell. Meow.
Stay tuned. We're going to bring our guests in and more right here on 1380 WAOK.
Yeah. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
If you could just see what's going on behind the scenes, the Saints and the Vikings.
Really?
Who got the Saints? You got the Saints or you got the Vikings?
I'm a Falcons fan. First of all, I don't need no Saints winning nothing.
I was just in New Orleans and they go hard for their Saints fan. I was scared. I was so scared. I was like, oh,
they all right.
Okay, let me not say anything. Anything.
Like you heard the song, it is a new day, a new year right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And this is Love and Relationships and Friends, the millennial version. Sean Garvey, C to the J, and Gabby Bell in the studio with you. And today's topic is New Year, New Bay, New Rules. What to do and not to do when dating and creating new relationships in 2020. We have our panel of guests in the studio. I want to start off with one of my favorites right here. She is a poet. We had her on Love and Relationships and Friends, I want to say maybe about a year or two ago, when we did what I feel like is one of the best shows that me and Joyce Littell has done. And she also hosts the Erotic Poetry Show here in Atlanta that I've been meaning to go to.
Oh.
But I will be going to the next one very, very soon.
That sounds real sexy. Good.
Right?
It is. Yeah. Erotic poetry.
Double date?
Let's make it happen.
Where's the next one?
Triple date.
Okay.
We're going to talk off air.
Okay, we're going to get back to that.
We have Poetic Pleasure in the studio. Yes. Happy New Year.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, Erotic Poetry Show, because you recently had one.
I did. I had one on December the 7th. It was also my birthday bash at the Black Diamond Lounge. It was an amazing show.
What a treat.
Nice. You guys are doing yourself a disservice if you have not been to one yet.
When's the next one? Yeah.
I don't have a date yet.
Uh-oh.
But I'll be back to let you guys know.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
We in there.
Yes, thank you.
We in there.
Yeah.
All right. And also joining with us, he has been on Love and Relationships and Friends again not too long ago with Amanda Cooper. And he is a seasoned entrepreneur, professional speaker, business development coach, certified personal development life coach, and certified practitioner. We have RJ Hodges back in the studio. Share a mic. We're on a shortage of mics here, but we're working it out. RJ, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me back. It's a pleasure to be here.
How was your New Year's?
New Year's was great, man. You know, ushered in 2020 with some good people and ready to make it a great year.
Absolutely. Well, we are glad that you are back in the studio with us.
Thank you, sir.
Now, you know, I got to save the best for last, ladies and gentlemen. Our first time on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. She is a fitness instructor. She is also a yoga instructor, team beach body coach, and life coach. She is all things considered greatness. And she also is the author of a popular article called Reactivating Your Love Factor.
Yes.
And I cannot forget, she is also a co-host of mine. I do a podcast called The Beat Break Morning Show.
Oh, you do?
Yes. And she does our morning affirmations on The Beat Break Morning Show.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, welcome, Sharia Thomas.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yes, we go back many years in radio.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I haven't seen you or talked to you in the New Year other than texting.
Well, we were on the last
episode.
Y'all
only 5 days late. It's okay. Sorry.
Well, we were on the last episode of the Beat Break Morning Show, which was our last episode of 2019.
That is true.
It was amazing. Shout out to all the people that shouted us out dancing on IG on Facebook.
You was dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't see you? Okay.
Shari was too.
Y'all
got Sean to dance?
The little bop bop, y'all.
Oh, you
I
was on the
really
one,
dancing.
Two step?
Uh-huh.
Y'all got Sean to dance?
I know.
I couldn't show you my real moves.
Y'all got Sean to dance, though?
Sean was doing it. He was all over the place.
I need to see this.
Check it out.
Right. We got to check this one out.
Right?
Yeah. So the topic is New Year, New Bay, New Rules. What to do and not to do when dating and creating new relationships in 2020. How do you all feel about that so far? And I'm going to start with you, Sharia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new year. And do you ever like just sit back and mm-hmm. think, okay, what can I do differently than what I did in the past few years? It's 2020. It's a new year.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Most definitely. I take it as all, even I do it with my clients as well, is we look at the month of December as a time of reflecting and moving into the new year, creating what are those goals? What do you want to even learn from the past year? And really not make those same mistakes and even just grow, because it's not really, I see mistakes as learning lessons. It's just learning opportunities for us to get better and better.
Awesome. Okay. What about you, RJ Hodges? You ever just reflect back and just look? Well, you can go ahead and share the mic with Sharia. Y'all both life coaches, so it's only fair that you all share the mic.
This is true.
Do you ever just think back and just be like, okay, what can I do differently in 2020 than I did in my past relationships and dating?
Definitely. You know, I feel that I'm always learning. You know what I'm saying? I'm very, like, you know, open to judge myself on the things that I've gotten wrong. But my biggest thing is always, breaking the programming and the construct of what dating is. You know, everybody tells us what it's supposed to be or it's supposed to be like this. And my thing is not to follow that, but to go back and say, you know, what about that program? It doesn't work for me, and let me create what really works for me versus trying to follow these rules of like you got to do this or you can't do that. So that's my approach for 2020 is to do it my way and try to break the whole stereotypes of it has to be in a certain way.
Okay. Now, I want to ask all three of you, who is single and who is not single?
I'm single.
You're single. Okay, you
and
currently
that is,
that is poetic pleasure.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you are currently single.
Is that what we calling her today? Poetic pleasure.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, because you got the erotic poetry showcase.
Absolutely.
So,
okay. Poetic pleasure.
Yes.
Poetic pleasure. Okay. So the same question applies to you. You're single. It's 2020. What are your thoughts?
So from past relationships, I actually have evaluated. I've done some self-reflection. So I go through the lessons that I have already learned and the do's and the don'ts, what I would do, what I thought was working, and what I thought wasn't working. And then I try to take a more strategic approach or a more effective way towards the next relationship. So, like, for instance, in the last relationship, I may not have been that affectionate, or I may felt like I was not speaking my last significant other's love language. So what I would do in the next relationship, I would make sure that I learn the love language of my partner and make sure that I am speaking to their soul.
All right.
Poetry.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and so how are you doing this? Are you like, do you have a journal and you're writing this down or you're just meditating? Like, how are you deciphering this?
So as far as figuring out what the love language is, that is just a matter of learning my partner and learning who they are as a person.
Oh, yeah.
Learning about their vulnerability, their childhood, their goals, the things we have in common. So that's just learning.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Learning my partner in itself and loving them wholeheartedly. But we want to make sure, and in conversation, because that's very important too. But we want to make sure that a lot of times we tend to show people love the way we like to receive love. And that's not always our partner's way to feel like their love.
Absolutely.
So what we want to do is make sure that we have conversation in addition to learning the way they like to receive love. And we have like, it's like four or five different languages and make sure we're communicating effectively in that way.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I love that because actually in my article, I talk about emotional communication because we don't, when we communicate, you can talk. There's a difference between talking, discussing, but emotionally communicating is really reaching out and trying to understand in terms of how that person thinks, feels, what they need and what they want. And that is different than just, okay, my stance as to this is what I'm expecting. And that's what I hear poetic pleasure is talking about, is those expectations that we bring to a relationship, which is totally different from relationship goals,
right,
that create a healthy relationship together.
Okay, so when we come back from the break, I have questions, Gabby has questions, and I know C to the J has questions. And we're going to dive right into this conversation. New year, new bae, new rules, what to do and not to do when dating and creating new relationships in 2020. So when we come back, I got a question for you, Poetic Pleasure. You've been on the show before. We talked about meetups versus the date. And some people still don't know what a meetup is and why is it different than an actual date. Can we still do meetups in 2020? Hold that thought.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to see if we can still do meetups in 2020 or no. C to the J, Gabby Bell. Sean Garvey, Love and Relationships and Friends, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Yeah, yo.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
It's Love and Relationships and Friends, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, WAOK.com, and radio.com. For all of our Facebook users on 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community, you can switch over to our Instagram at 1380 WAOK to see all the greatness that is happening in the studio. Sean Garvey, C to the J, Gabby Bell in the studio with our panel of guests.
Okay.
Poetic Pleasure, Sharia Thomas, and R.J. Hodges. We are talking about new year, new bae, new rules, what to do and not to do when dating and creating relationships in 2020. And before the break, we gave our listeners a little teaser on what we're going to ask our listeners. Now, Poetic Pleasure, of course, like I mentioned, you've been on the show before.
Yes.
And we were talking about meetup versus the date. What is the difference? And so one of our best shows, people argue that there should not be a meetup. People should just cut right to the chase. and just go out on an actual date. But then a meetup can be beneficial. So let's say you, should we still have meetups in 2020? Has your thoughts changed since then?
I think you can still have a meetup because you do want to kind of feel people out. However, I remember when we were talking about it, one of the main questions was at a meetup, do you go Dutch or does the other person pay for the woman? And my thoughts still remain the same on that. and I guess, I don't know if it's because I'm spoiled. I just feel like a gentleman should at least offer to pay. Even if I say, hey, I got it, no thank you, and turn it down, I think they should at least offer to pay, whether I have the funds or not.
I second that.
Pick me.
Okay, set what? See to the show.
Okay, real quick. All right. You know, I've been out the game for a minute, so, you know, I don't know nothing about this meetup stuff and all that kind of stuff. So exactly what is a meetup?
Should I explain
because if it's we're meeting up and we're talking whatever drinks, food, whatever.
The date. Exactly.
Sounds like a date to me.
Sounds like a date to me.
So what is the definition of a meetup?
Okay, an actual meetup, and I really think that a meetup is originated from online dating because what it is that you meeting somebody for the first time. It could be at a coffee shop or it can be outside of a store in a parking lot. And you basically just getting a feel of the person to see if there is chemistry there. And if there's chemistry there, there's a potential chance that it can go further to a dinner. Like a dinner includes everything, a dinner, date, movie, whatever, whatever.
But,
that's a meetup.
But
No, go ahead.
But, I mean, don't you find out if you have chemistry over phone conversations, over text?
No.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think where we go wrong is that we try to attach rules to things. So you can say, no, you can't find out if you have chemistry during a phone conversation. You may not can find that out, but you can't speak that for everybody. I may be able to find that out.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, when you come to like a meetup, you have to discuss that with the person that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to meet you. What's comfortable for you? You want to meet up for coffee? Would you prefer dinner? And then you guys decide what worked for the both of you versus saying, I can't do a meetup because that's the rule. I think that's where we go wrong. We're trying to follow some universal cookie cutter thing for relationships, and that just doesn't work for everybody.
Pick me. Who created this whole meetup thing?
What
I'm getting in my understanding of it is, it's pretty much we're meeting up somewhere, whether it's in public, at a restaurant, a coffee shop, whatever. Still sounds like a date to me.
The
only thing I could say a meetup might be different from a date is if it's shorter. Like a date is to me is long time frame.
Right.
We're going to dinner. We got to eat. We got to wait for the waiter to come back. That's an hour sometime. We make it meet, you know, intermezzo for coffee, and that's, you know, 15 minutes. I don't feel you. You finish your coffee.
That's what I'm saying.
See, When Sean initially brought it to my attention, the question was about, like
the payment.
About the payment part.
Right.
It's like, okay, so if you – he asked me. He said, now, let me ask you a question, Gabby. And I said, yes. He said, now, if you agree to meet up with somebody – and let's say you get coffee. Now, shouldn't she pay for her own coffee? I'm like, no. Why would she?
It
now has turned into a date in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. No.
At the end of the day, meeting up, date, it's the same thing, if you ask me.
Right.
Because, like he said, if you have chemistry, I think you will find that over phone conversations. Because I'm not about to meet up with you and waste my time, waste my gas money, sit in Georgia traffic, to see if we have some type of connection.
No, I feel you.
No, I'm going to know this before I do all this.
That's one of the issues and one of the problems in dating these days is folks don't actually sit and talk on the phone anymore.
Yep. Oh, I'm a talker. Y'all already know.
Every time you come in here, you on the phone.
Oh,
so.
Whatever.
Exactly. And see, like, the whole meetup thing for me, and I agree with you, RJ Hodges, it depends on the individual. But for me, because I've had experiences where I would meet a person for the first time from online dating, and it could go either way. I give you an example. I met this woman online. We've only talked on the phone maybe one or two times, but the rest of it was just texting, right? So when we finally met up in person, now keep in mind, she's seen a picture of me beforehand. But when we met in person for like maybe 12, 15 minutes, there was no chemistry.
Like, that's because y'all didn't really build it before you actually met.
Yay.
And that's fine if there is no chemistry. But at the end of the day, as the gentleman, you should still pay for the coffee.
Absolutely.
Well, first of all,
I haven't never been in. You can say farewell and we'll go our separate ways.
Well, look, I didn't pay for the coffee. I paid for water. She wanted
water free.
It was Shauna cheat meet up.
Hey, look, we're going through some hard times.
First of all, I paid for the water.
Yeah. Right. Well, Sean, there's a compromise. I always try to find a way to meet in the middle, and especially when you all are talking about this meetup. And meetup actually is a website, right? Called meetup.com, yeah. Right?
Oh.
So in terms of meeting up and not having to pay or, you know, this so-called it kind of blurring to a dating type of event, that you meet with other people in terms of what you're interested in. So you already have a sense of how you can gather some chemistry because, oh, this person likes the same thing that I do. It's not about you paying for anything because you're surrounded by other people that have the same interests and you're meeting up with a potential
partner.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Person. Okay. We won't even say partner because dating, you're dating. You're not creating a partner yet. You haven't reached that far with dating.
Okay. RJ. Yeah.
Hold so on.
I got a question after that.
Too.
Go ahead. Go ahead, RJ.
I'll write my question down.
Go ahead, RJ.
I don't even want to say what I had to say. I was going to say, you know, like, as a grown man, I don't mind paying for anything. Like, I feel like I'm not going to go anywhere if I can't pay anyway.
Right.
But also, for me, it's a turnoff if you're thinking about money when we're meeting up. Like, if that comes out of your mouth, like, who's paying? You know what I mean? Like, that's a turnoff because that lets me know you're more focused on money than actually meeting me. And
like
my thing
that.
Is I stay away from people that money is the top priority in their life because I feel like if money is the top priority, when more money comes along, then you'll move for that. So,
that's not what we're doing in 2020.
Man, that's right.
Well, that's a good one, RJ. And that's just moving into, again, what we talk about our interest. And some people have that's important as a value to them. And that's the part of the communicating, talking. You don't know what that other person values, and that other person might value money just as the other one does. So that conversation still has to happen ahead of time.
Okay, so in 2020, let's put a bow on this one. In 2020, should we continue to do a meetup? And if so, what rules should be in place? Like,
rules,
to me,
you need to talk. So rule number one, you need to talk. And if you want to go Dutch, then you should make sure that is understood between the person that you are going to meet up with, which is what I stated in the previous interview. Also, if you know you cannot afford to pay for a coffee or a bottle of water, take the person and meet up. Y'all got to hear me out. Meet up somewhere like a beach or have a picnic. Make sandwiches or do something.
If I fly you to the beach, though, we go together.
That's what I said. Right, like, that's a date. That's a date.
I
live in Atlanta, so if I fly you to the beach, we go together. That's all I'm
saying. I'm with my boy RJ.
Or maybe
like,
a walk on the
where's
park.
The water, huh?
Or maybe
where's
a walk on the park.
I went to the beach on my first date.
We go together.
Oh, okay.
So a walk on
and 3 weeks later, and now he's boom.
Or downtown, that's still something nice. Like, it doesn't have to cost money, but make sure whatever your intentions are, there's clarity. So that's rule number two. Make sure you are clear and you're on the same page.
Okay.
So conversation, discussion, and then make sure you are on the same wavelength.
Let's just get rid of the word meet up.
And date.
First of all.
Yes, I don't like the word either.
Let's meet for our first date.
Yes.
And let's conversate.
Yes.
Converse.
We're going to conversate.
Converse.
But no, seriously, like, meet up, that's some new stuff. I'm sorry. I ain't
with it.
Luckily, I'm taken, so I'm good.
You're
I ain't got to meet.
You're going to support me, and you're going to date me. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, as women, that is not something that will be already a turnoff. Majority of women, there may be a few out there, but majority of women, that will already be a turnoff. So. Yeah.
Okay, so when we come back from the break, I got to ask this question because I came across this article on social media.
Uh-oh.
And the question is, should more women approach men in the dating scene in 2020.
Hold it, poetic. Hold up, Miss Pleasure.
We're gonna talk more about that coming back from the break. 404-892-2703. What are your do's and do nots of when it comes to dating and creating new relationships in 2020? It's Love and Relationships and Friends on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
All right, so I'm reading the comments on my Facebook page. And, of course, go to 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community, and check out some of the comments that people are posting on Facebook. Oscar Jones, as it pertains to meetup versus the date, he says, make sure you are clear in communicating your intentions. He also goes on to say, if money is his, her top priority, she will move on whenever there is more money. RJ said amen.
He agree.
Mm-hmm. He said that already.
Yeah, he agree.
All right. Well, thank you for your comment, Oscar Jones, 404-892-2703. We are still taking your comments. New year, new bae, new rules, what to do and not to do when dating and creating new relationships in 2020. We are still with our panel of guests, Poetic Pleasure, Sharia Thomas, and R.J. Hodges are in the studio. Now, I came across this article here, and this is a very interesting article. It's a piece of...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
About women approaching men in the dating scene. And this particular person, shall remain anonymous. This particular individual says that women who approach men have better dating experiences. Let me say that again. Women who approach men have better dating experiences.
And who was the author of that article? Right. And what type of credentials and research have they received?
Just stats to back it up.
Here we go.
So let's talk about it. Should more women approach men in the dating scene in 2020?
Absolutely not.
and why not?
I agree. I think a man should be a man and operate in his masculine energy, and a man should pursue the woman. However, this is why we have the lack of relationships, and a lot of men don't take things serious because women are not holding them accountable. And it's important because we are training a man how to treat us and how to deal with us.
I don't know if you're training anybody, though.
Like, wait.
RJ.
Yeah, I don't know if it's your job to train anybody. Like, you know, my
or
whole
showing
thing is,
a man how to treat
nah,
us.
Nah, I mean, but nobody is giving you that to show a man anything. I feel like, you know, first and foremost, a man should figure out if he likes this woman enough to pursue her. But at the same time, again, everything is not for everybody. So I feel like if you're a woman and this man, maybe you've seen him online, he doesn't know you, I don't think there's anything wrong with you saying hello. You don't have to go in an all-out pursuit.
Right.
To say hello and introduce yourself, like, to stay in a traditional mindset that I can't do that, and if I do, it's going to make this man not be trained to be a man. Like, I think that's an antiquated way to think about that, and I think you'll end up being left behind, you know, kind of thinking that way, because maybe I've never even seen you before, and you saw me, so say hey. Like,
yeah, I don't think it's wrong to show interest I don't think it's wrong to say hello and introduce yourself or to show interest, but actually, like, a full-out pursuit, I think a man should do that as far as, hey, making the initiative, may I take you on a date?
Define a full-out pursuit for a man or a woman.
Like, that was an example, like asking a person on a date, just initiating call. Well, I think it should be a two-way street when it comes to, like, initiating calls, because you have to show interest on both terms. But I think that's a main one, like initiating a date. Mm-hmm. Like, after the woman shows interest, okay, well, I like her, she likes me, let me pursue her and see how far we can go, and if it'll lead into marriage or wherever the goals are for you and that person.
To piggyback off of what she's saying, a comment was made on my Facebook.
Okay.
She says, when a man goes after a woman, he already knows what he wants, which makes the relationship go further.
I will have to.
Says whoever said that. we do a lot of generalizations, but generalizations don't work all the time. And now I get it. That may be true for some men, but that's not always true. And I think that's where we get caught up. We generalize everything, and we say, like it's almost like those rules when people write the relationship books, and they say, you know, if you wait 90 days, he really like you. No, it's not. He might got other women that he dealing with in them 90 days, so you just rolled around the cycle.
You best believe you got a couple of more women in them 90 days.
You can't use all of these rules verbatim and go, if I do this like this, it's going to work out like this. Dating and relationships is not a formula. It's not a 1 + 1 = 2 all the time. And I think that's where we mess up, because we really want that. We want somebody to tell us, if you do this plus you do this, you're going to get this. I haven't seen that work like that.
Absolutely. I think everyone's love story is different. But, you know, I was also told that men are natural born hunters. So
right.
It's like, if they see something that they want, they're going to go after it.
Right.
So y'all just want to be hunted.
I mean.
That's all
I mean,
that
yes.
is. Y'all nasty.
Like with the date. Okay. For instance, we'll go back to the dating show, right? So ultimately, Jessica won, right? But
right.
Who was more aggressive and who showed, like, this is what I want? The person that I'm in a relationship with right now. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, even though, like, I don't know if you guys know, we did a whole dating show. And there was down to 2 contestants. And I ended up picking one. But the other one was more aggressive. Like, as soon as he left, he sent them DMs and was like, you know, nice meeting you, da 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 da. The guy that actually won, I didn't hear from him. I had to hit him up like, hey, like, you good? Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So you see where that went.
You know, like RJ said, we can't generalize. We can, but where will it get us? Because we are individuals, and to each his own. We are in a new generation to where there are many women who feel empowered, are very independent. And we have to also look beyond that, is that we all have a masculine and feminine energy, even as a feminine.
Mm-hmm.
I still have masculine energy in me. I have feminine energy in me. As RJ, he's a male, but he has masculine and feminine energy in him. So I know that. Stop that. But that just goes to say that personality-wise, it may click more to where less assertive man may go for a more aggressive woman. It of course, traditionally, you know, my perspective personally, that's not something that I would go for. But there are people out there that meshes for.
Okay, so I mean, what I'm asking is, what is wrong with a woman approaching a guy? Because some people will say that if a woman approach a guy, she's desperate.
It's just a personal opinion, Sean.
Right.
It's just a personal opinion, and that's all it is. It's just saying, okay, well, you shouldn't do this, versus why are we saying what a person should do? We don't know personally what that person needs, what they value.
And it's different sometimes for men now, because I've heard, like you said, somebody sent you a message to your DM. I've had several female friends. It's like, oh, if a dude sent me a message to my DM, he thirsty.
I don't want
nobody in my DM. So it's kind of like, as a man, you kind of had a puzzle sometimes. Like, can I still say something to a
woman?
It's a
catch 22 for us at the end of the day.
You don't know if you're going to offend her. I've been out and spoke to a woman, and she's looking at me like, why are you speaking to me?
What?
But now it's kind of like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? So sometimes you need that woman to give you something to say.
An eye signal.
Say something to me, even if it's just a, hey, how you doing? I'm such and such. All right, cool. You just opened the door. Let me come in and go forward from that point.
Right. And that's all I was saying. I agree with the example you gave. Like, it's okay for women to express interest. But from that point, that welcoming, then the gentleman should follow through game.
I agree strongly with that comment.
Yeah, women do like when guys are persistent.
Absolutely. Because if I'm sitting here, like, okay, if I approach you, okay, so now you know I'm interested. Okay, so now let me know, show me something that you're interested. You know, say let's go on a date. Not me, because like I said, I like to be courted. I'm old fashioned. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
There isn't at all.
Not at all.
Nope.
Like, for me personally, you don't necessarily have to come shoot your shot. You know what I'm saying? But if I got the inkling, or at least the feeling that you may be interested, then that's when my attentions are going to come. And what you got, Adrian?
We got a question.
So my question is, so what about the women that's courted by men that they don't even really like that? Because I've had female friends. It's like, yeah, I'm going out with this dude tonight. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That's what's up. You know, you like him? I don't really like him like that, but he about to take me to such and such and such and such. Wait, what?
So like, now
you
just,
as her friend, need to let her know she's wrong.
Like, they're just using them.
That goes into what I created as a rule of the do's and don'ts for dating is you got to decide if it's going to be a playmate or a soulmate. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just want to hang out. Hey, I want to get a free meal. And that truly is what it is.
But the other person should know that, though. It should definitely be some type of clarity.
It's true.
There. Yeah.
But unfortunately, realistically, that does not happen. That does not happen.
It's so sad. Wow.
It's a catch-22. You know what? I'm going to leave that part alone.
I'm a fun-loving Sag, so I'm pretty straightforward. Like, if there's no interest, I'm going to let you know, like, hey, no, this relationship is not going further, but we can be friends. Because I think sometimes even meeting people, you might think, oh, I'm about to date this person, but they might turn out to be business partners, or something else in life could happen where you could operate in another capacity in that person's life. You know what I'm saying? So we might think we're meeting them for this reason, but it turns out to be a total opposite reason.
And trust me, I met plenty of business partners through meetups.
Here you go, that word again.
But you see, you all going to understand why I distinguish meetup versus the date by the end of the show.
We're going to write it on a piece of paper and rip it up. Meet up and rip it up.
Right.
We're done.
All right, we
got
to get ready to go to break.
So we're at the top of the hour. C to the J, you have a question coming up in the second hour of Love and Relationships and Friends. And we're going to get Todd's comment in just a few moments. Sean Garvey.
C to the J.
Gabby Bell.
We got the second hour of Love and Relationships and Friends coming up right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Let's get it.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
It's Love and Relationships and Friends right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the millennial edition of Love and Relationships and Friends. We got myself, yours truly, Sean Garvey.
Seat to the J.
Gabby Bell.
And we still have our panel of guests here, Poetic Pleasure.
What's up, though?
As well as life coach Sharia Thomas.
Hello.
and RJ Hodges in the studio. 404-892-2703. C to the J has a question, but before we go to his question, we're going to go to the phone lines. And we have our fan here, Todd, on the line. Todd, what's up?
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Sharia, Gabby. You should be on your third Bachelor right now, right, Gabby?
Okay, we got
jokes. I'm just playing with you.
Really? That's how we doing it? 2020?
I'm just playing with you. I'm actually rooting for you. I'm actually on and him. That's the truth.
Thank you.
And Sean, RJ, Poetic, Pleasure.
Yes.
And CJ. I am of the belief that it works out better often if a woman makes the approach as far as the date goes. It shows a good sense of direction. I know a lot of accomplished guys that will not receive that as being desperate or being whorish. And if she does, like the last woman that asked me out, who I would not have asked out if she had not said something to me because of what I knew about her, she was very clear. She explained what she liked about me. She told me that she had some time for her work schedule gave her a relaxation and time for a certain time, for some social behavior, and she just asked me straight up, would you like to spend some time to actually get to know one another? And she picked a place, and we went, and it worked out. We've been cool for a long time. I never would have stepped to her if she not come to me. It's not unladylike at all, and it's not ungentlemanly-like to receive it. I'm not a gentleman, but if I was, I wouldn't consider that ungentlemanly-like.
Ty, when you say y'all still cool, you like, are y'all still dating? Like, did you guys pursue, like, a relationship after this?
We go out with one another casually, but I'm only home a week out of the month down in Atlanta. And so we're not spending time like that.
So y'all like friends with benefits?
I'm not going to – being a friend to me, it's not one of those words I use loosely. So being a friend in itself is a benefit for me.
Okay.
If I call you a friend or if I tell you I'm your friend, it's serious.
But that boy Todd smooth.
Todd, you a poet.
That boy smooth.
The point I want to emphasize again is that had she – because of what I knew about her for sure, I never would have said anything to her. And there was no way for us to – you know, she could have dropped some hints, and I would have accepted them as compliments, but I wasn't going to step to her. And had she not done that, you know, the point is you can mess around and miss out by holding on to your shallow beliefs and not being willing to ask a guy out. You really could. There's a lot of nice brothers out there that if you just step to them correctly, you could get a winning relationship.
I mean, Pleasure, what you got to say? You look like you ready. She ready to bust on your mind.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm in a perpetual state of struggle. That's not why I call.
Todd, I would like, and everybody would like to know, can you give us an example of exactly what did you know?
Every guy that I'd known her to date, which were three, over her lifetime, she's in her 40s now, had all been 6'4", literally 6'4". Okay. I'm not 6 feet, okay? Mm. All the guys that I had known her to date were deep, dark chocolate. I'm medium light. I'm fit, but I'm medium light, you know? And that's all I had known her to be with in the casual conversations. We had been around one another before. In the casual conversations I had with her in the group that we were in, that was always what she really talked about being a preference. She used to make comments about what she thought of me, but she never said anything that gave me reason to think, oh, she probably throw me some play too. So I wouldn't have stepped to her. I wouldn't have been embarrassed to get shot down. I'll take my shot if I feel so enthused to do so.
Right.
But I wouldn't have stepped to her, though. She says, and she came to me, and I was like, okay. And she even explained to her, this isn't me just wanting to do something different. This came out in later conversations. This isn't me feeling like I relaxed my standards because I don't think that's a standard issue. Preference isn't a standard issue. Preference is a preference issue. And standard is a standard issue. She just said that I didn't think that you were going to say anything to me if I hadn't said anything, and I wanted us to spend some time. And it worked out. So I repeat and exit because I want to hear what CJ's question is and exit. Don't hold on to that. Don't hold on to that. If you do it correctly, it really could work out for you because it shows a good sense of direction. If you step to the dude, it really does.
Real quick, RJ.
Yeah, I was about to say, in proper context, I understand that. I've had that happen. I've had lunch with somebody that I didn't even think I would be their type, so I wasn't even looking at it like that. And then later on, they kind of, you know, show some interest. And I'm like, oh, like I was shocked. So I would never said anything because I didn't see it like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I respect
okay.
that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Appreciate now, I will you. Say this before uh-huh. I hang up. Uh-huh. I so wish this stripper I saw at Club V would have stepped to me. But,
but see, that was your chance to go step to her
yeah.
and express your interest.
Because in the strip club, and she's 20 years younger than me. Nah, black, not me. Not me. All right, I go back to listening.
Okay.
Bye, Todd.
All right, thank you,
all right,
Todd.
Thank you.
All right, 404-892-2703. New year, new bay, new rules. What to do and not to do when dating and creating new relationships in 2020. So C to the J, you have a question, Sire.
Yes, I do. So it's kind of piggyback off your question from last segment. We've been seeing it a lot or, you know, more often in social media. How do you guys feel or should women be getting on a knee asking a man for marriage?
In
let's go ahead. Before you answer, before you answer.
In 2020.
Before you answer, we got to go to break. We got to go to break.
That is a good question.
We
got
to go to break.
That's not a serious question.
It's a very serious question.
Tell us what the real question is.
That is the question. We will dig deep into it.
What's the real question?
After we go pay some bills.
That's not a serious question.
That is a serious question.
That can't be.
You can't say you haven't been seeing it.
That can't.
Listen, is it April yet?
No, no, no. It is January 5th. 5/14 2020. We're gonna talk about it after these break. After
yes.
this break.
Okay, we're gonna answer. We're gonna answer C to the J's question in just a few moments right here on News and Talk 1380. WAOK, the millennial version, Sean Garvey, C to the J.
Yeah, yo.
And Gabby Bell.
Yes.
All right, News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Gabby and I was talking off air. And she kept asking the question, who has done this playlist? Who was the one responsible for putting this playlist together?
Sean's always in charge of doing the playlist. I just play it.
Well, I'm going to leave it in Gabby's hands next month.
Y'all ain't ready for what I got. Oh, y'all ain't ready. I'm throwing it back.
Look, we don't want nothing off of you and Rod's Boom Boom Room playlist, okay?
You know, we do have one, though.
Oh, okay.
Ow.
That's what we're doing.
All right. So,
love and relationships and friends right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Sean Garvey, C to the J, and Gabby Bell in the studio with our panel of guests.
Yeah, yeah.
RJ Hodges, Sharia Thomas, Poetic Pleasure, 404-892-2703. The phone lines are blowing up.
Yeah, yeah.
And C to the J.
Yeah. I'm going to reiterate the question for you ladies.
Okay.
And for my boy RJ, because I want to get another male's perspective of it as well.
Yes.
Should women be getting on a knee asking a man for marriage? And how do you feel about women who've actually done it or plan on doing it, if you know somebody that?
Who should we start with?
RJ.
I was going to actually ask for RJ to go first.
On me, you know, sticking with my basic philosophy is, you know, I wouldn't tell a woman that she couldn't do it, you know, because I would say, like, if you feel it, do it. And who's the person to tell you what you can't do? And nobody can tell you, you know, what wouldn't work, you know. So if you're a woman and you feel it, I say do it. Me personally, I would rather be the one to propose, just because, you know, if there's any traditionalism left in me, maybe that's the little bit that I still have left.
Okay.
But I wouldn't tell a woman that she couldn't do it, because that goes back to the construct of what we've been taught. And like we talked about it, you know, out on the break. I think we're in a point right now where we're challenging all constructs, you know, whether it's relationships or religion or whatever. We're challenging all of those constructs, and we're evolving as a species. So that may be that woman's evolution. You can't knock her for that.
So if it was done to you, so if you were dating a woman, you know, I'm picking.
I was going to actually ask that. Go ahead, Gabby.
So if you were dating a woman, y'all was getting serious, mm-hmm. let's say a year down the line, and you still haven't proposed the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she took it upon herself, and y'all was, let's say, at a restaurant, you know, a little get together, all her family there, your family there, y'all just having a good old time.
You're putting all the sauce on
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah. You know I got to. You
right.
know I got to.
Right.
She gets down on one knee. What's your next move?
But the fact that you put the sauce on it, we had the restaurant and family.
I mean,
to be honest, I would hope we would have talked about marriage and it was something that we both had agreed that we wanted to do at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably be a little shocked and taken back by it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the family there, I can't disappoint the family. I probably would say yes, but something in me would want to, like, do something after that to assert that I really wanted to do it myself.
Why would you say probably is either yes or no?
No.
It's either yes or no.
I'm torn because my thing is if I didn't do it, maybe I'm not ready for it yet. You know what I'm saying?
And you would still say yes? Even if you wasn't
because you put the family
there.
I'm not that type of guy. I might say yes, and then when we leave, I'll be like, so we're going to be engaged for 6 years. We're going to figure this out. Nah, but, you know, I mean, I may say yes. Like I said, I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I would prefer that I took that initiative and I was ready to do it, so I took the step to do it.
Would you look at her differently?
Good question.
I wouldn't look at her differently, though.
You wouldn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm not a traditionalist. Like I said, if I got any ounce of tradition left, maybe that's it. But I'm not a traditionalist because I feel that all of those things are things that somebody before me said worked for them.
That's real.
Okay.
And I can't
okay, RJ. Good answer. Good answer.
Okay, I'm just looking at the women right now, C to the J.
Ladies.
That was like, I was with you in the first hour of the show.
Yeah.
But right now.
We done blew it up now.
The lip done turned up.
Well, you know, again, that is my part of, this is personal. We look at personal and also just in terms of looking at, I'm a life coach, I'm a therapist, so I'm big on looking at that individual and what they need, what their life history is, what their background is, and what works for them. So I can only speak for myself as a preference. As when I was married, yes, I wanted my ex-husband to propose to me, and he did, and he wanted to. When I remarry, because I do plan to, yes, I do want my next husband to propose. And that's just in terms of, for me, I want a man that I can feel safe with, that I can feel protected with, and that masculinity is something that is a personal preference, but it's not for all women. And it's recognizing that we get out of this box as to how things should be. That is something I even discuss with my clients, is we create these shouldisms for ourselves and we put ourselves
the
in
who?
This.
Whoisms?
It's a shouldism.
Like, you know, the shoulda,
yes,
coulda, woulda.
A shouldism. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
I don't learn something new today.
Meaning that we put ourselves in this construct of it, things being so concrete and it has to be a certain way. But then there's a letdown, there's a disappointment when it's not. So allow people to live their lives according to what's going to work best for them, that creates their level of happiness.
So you're okay with a woman getting on her knee proposing to a man?
If that's going to make her happy and they have a happy marriage and a happy life together,
okay.
Why not?
RJ was going to say something. He was gonna pick
but my up. Husband isn't, okay?
No, I was just going to say, so let's say that happens. A woman does propose, the man accepts. Because you talked about masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
Is he less than a man at
right.
that point? Because I always talk about these definitions that we have for what a real man is that, again, something somebody told us. But is he less than a man at that point because he accepted the proposal?
Chart.
Well, I'm looking at him sideways. I ain't going to
I don't think so. Even with, you know, the caller, Todd, being on the phone, and he said that he wouldn't step to the friend that
the
he's
stripper.
Been friends
oh,
with
wait.
For a while,
oh,
and
one.
Also this one that he wanted to actually approach, but he never did. I'm sorry, RJ. Mm-hmm. But he never did, meaning that he's not as an assertive man, so he doesn't communicate assertively, but some people do communicate assertively. Even RJ himself said that even if a woman did propose to him that he was with for some time, it would be kind of strange, uncomfortable, but he would want to assert himself after, because it's the way that in terms of how we communicate and what's important to us.
Okay, so I got to piggyback on that, and this is a question. Now, if that's the case, if the woman is on her knee proposing to the guy
right.
and he accepts, who should put together the wedding plans then? Who should? Who should, who should put together? It should matter.
That's the
question. Who should put?
We have just went to marriage and we forgot all the dating process of everything, right?
No, we've already we went through the dating process and the meetups and stuff like that. So yeah.
I mean, who should do it? Who should do the
That's
wedding
a good
plans?
Because you know, RJ, answer that.
Maybe both, but I mean, at the end of the day, you don't want me to plan a wedding, even if I propose. Like, so I don't. That's not
right.
What you want me to do. So, I mean, it should be a joint effort. I would think. I mean, I would think if he
it
said
should.
Yes, just like if the woman said yes, if he proposed, he would want to be involved.
Absolutely.
In how I want my wedding to look and turn out. Like,
absolutely.
You know, I would want to take. Like I said, even if I proposed, I would want to take full responsibility for planning the wedding, just because that's not my thing. But I would at least want to be like, you know, we're not wearing plaid. Like, I at least want to say something.
Yeah, exactly.
You let me plan our wedding if you want to.
Right.
Yeah, I like what you said. I would love for my fiancé to have some type of input, because I don't want to do this all on my own. Like,
Rod, you listening?
So we've actually talked about it. You know, just kind of throwing stuff in the air. You
know, already talked about it?
You speak things into existence.
Amen, I believe that.
So it's just kind of like, so he was like, oh, babe, look at this. He was like, he's a sneaker head. He loves sneakers.
Yeah.
So he sent me this picture of them wearing all his groomsmen wearing J's with their tuxedos.
Facts.
I was like, okay.
You let me plan cool. mine. Is that what we
okay,
wearing?
Okay, hold on. That's cool for the reception, but we not doing that in the beginning. So we made that, you know, we just throwing stuff out there. So
I got you.
And I like the fact that he's very much so, you know, kind of like, was whatever you want. But, you know, the male got to have some things like, you know, like a groom's cake? Don't they have like a groom's cake or something like that? You didn't know what that was?
Look.
Oh, okay.
I've only been to a few weddings.
So basically, you know, you have the original cake and you have a cake just for the groom. It's like what he likes. Like Rod loves the Cowboys. So it might be a Cowboys
Rod
cake.
Rod is no longer my friend.
Or it could be like a sneaker or whatever. So I would very much, it doesn't matter who proposed. Like I said, I would want, you know, both parties to be equally involved.
Yeah.
All right. So Ms. Pleasure, we still waiting on your response to the initial
yes.
question.
Well. So I am a very open-minded person. However, personally, the man, my fiance, speaking that into existence,
Amen.
When I get one, is going to have to propose to me. There's no other way around that.
Amen.
That is going to be, that's not even going to be a conversation, because they already going to know. They already know I am not bending on my knee, and they're going to know how I operate, and it's going to be perfect. So, I mean, no, I would never do that. How do I think it looks for other women to do it? I think it's tacky, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever floats your boat, because at the same time, what works for me may not work mm-hmm. for you.
There you go.
Mm. All right.
Boom.
404-892-2703 if you want to weigh in on the conversation. And I know we're coming up on a break, C to the J.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go back into the dating.
Okay.
Because I'm getting questions that we haven't asked our panel of guests yet.
Okay.
And one of the questions that I want to ask to you all is, should men or women date multiple people at the same time in 2020? This is a question that comes from my radio colleague,
okay.
Ms. Dia.
Okay.
Because Ms. Dia put out this question on social media. I was like,
that's a good question.
It is a very good question.
I like that.
Yeah, you know, so should.
Shout out to Ms. Dia.
Yeah. Should men or women date multiple people at the same time in 2020? I know
right.
some people. I see you shaking your head over there, lady.
Shout out, Red.
And I know some people have had their share of multiple dates at the same time in this room, but should we continue on doing that in 2020?
In 2020?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, real quick before we go to break, Todd called back and said he's very assertive,
oh.
by the way.
Oh!
Very assertive. Just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, Todd.
Now
right.
with those two women, right?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And
that
wasn't
a cut down, Todd.
I don't know.
Real.
Where my shades at? Where my shades?
Well,
Todd, you should have acted on it with her. I'm just saying, that sounds like you're letting insecurities, you could have let the love of your life pass you by. What if she didn't want... come on, Todd.
Just strip it up.
I'm going to have a talk with you later.
Right.
P, Pierre, I see you. We're going to come to you coming up in just a few moments. Sean Garvey.
C to the J.
Gabby Bell.
Stay tuned. We got more Love and Relationships and Friends right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Man, that's that In Your Feelings song.
Sean, you must was in your feelings making this playlist.
He definitely was.
At one point in time, I was, but not anymore, though.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Sharia, no, we had talked. We had our conversations before in the past. Yeah,
we have. That's confidential.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Seems like everything's confidential with Sean.
Yeah, right.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Love and Relationships and Friends, Sean Garvey, C to the J, and Gabby Bell, 404-892-2703 is the telephone number. New year, new bay, new rules, what to do and not to do when starting dating or creating new relationships in 2020. Let's go over to the phone lines and talk to Pierre. Pierre, how you doing?
Oh, good evening, everybody. Like the young lady said, I wouldn't let anybody that I was going to marry get down on their knee. Her friends, that's not going to look right, and she's going to regret that later on. So I wouldn't allow that to happen. I'd ask her, and probably if she's got parents or friends, probably in front of her friends and parents and things of that nature. But I think I would already know the answer because we probably would have been already discussed it. But I'm 54, and I just want to say to the, because I'm thinking you guys are maybe in your late 20s or 30s, I just want to say that dating around for a guy today, unless you got it like that, you got to be very careful because you don't want to mislead somebody, and you certainly don't want to have happen to me. And that is have a child out of wedlock. And that's, you know, I just got them paying child support. And I tell you, that is not something that you want to happen to you. You want to find you a good woman. And when you find her, that's the one you want to invest your time and money in. And from there, if it ain't going toward marriage and after maybe 6 months or something like that, you guys really need to move on. But my thing is find you a good woman. And when you find her, you guys should get married and, have a happy life because I can tell you, dating around, for young men may get you caught up and into a situation that you don't want to be in. And, you know, that's always been my thing when I call these shows and talk about that. I just want people to have a good life and find you a good wife. And I don't want you to – dating around is great because, I mean, but I'm telling you, it's kind of dangerous, especially nowadays.
Appreciate it, Pierre.
Thank you for taking my call, man.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, Pierre. It sounds like we played that song at the right time.
Very much so.
Right.
I
have –
Go ahead.
Okay, Sharia.
What was the caller's name again?
Pierre.
First off, thank you, Pierre, for your comments and sharing. We have to be aware everybody is not meant to be married. Everybody does not want to be married. So that's, again, a standard that we have to be aware of in the dating process to know what are your standards. Do know what your standards are. Everybody does not want to take it to that next level. And being aware of that. And it still goes back to that level of communication again. Are we being open and honest? Is the level of communication passive to where I'm holding back because I'm trying to gauge what the other person may be thinking or needing instead of just be you? Be honest and open as to, you know what, I do want to be married. You know what? No, I don't. And I'm going to date who I want to date. And I'm dating several guys or girls at the same time. That's what we really need to be in 2020.
And I'm glad you said that. Good segue.
Yes.
Yes, good segue. Should men or women date multiple people at the same time in 2020? I have had my share of dating multiple people at the same time. But let's say you, should we continue doing that in 2020 or should we just... Why not?
As long as the other person know and you're not leading anybody on, I think it's fine.
Okay. RJ?
I agree. I mean, I think as long as it's honest, as long as you're not telling one person that like it's us and we together and then you got somebody else, I think as long as it's open and honest, then that's fine. Back to the caller, what Pierre said, I get what he's saying. Like, I think he directed it to men as far as if you're dating a lot of people, you can come up with a baby. But I think that just because you're dating multiple people and you're being honest about it don't mean that you're out having unprotected sex with everybody.
Right, everybody ain't getting the stick.
There's a way a baby comes, a baby that don't come because like, you're dating multiple people. You got to be out here doing the thing. So, you know, so, I mean, and I get his point. But, I mean, I think if you're open and honest about it, then, like you said, why not?
I agree
with that.
Poetic Pledge, you open the date multiple.
It is okay for you to date multiple people, but at the same time, you have to be honest with your partners or the dating prospects or however you want to name it. There needs to be an honest conversation, and I think transparency is very important in any relationship.
So we dating all these people.
But I feel like you need to date with a purpose, though.
With a purpose, yeah.
Right, with you a purpose.
Know? Yeah, and definitely with a purpose.
But are you labeling which one is which? Your team. This is what we're calling your team. when you're dating multiple people, right?
Okay.
So you know, okay, this guy or this girl, she's cool or good for this. This guy, this girl's good, cool for this. Is that the purpose that we're going with, or are we say, all right?
What
look.
I had in my mind, right, was okay. Let's just say I'm talking to a guy. You know, we cool. We you know whatever. Me and my girls, we go out. I'm not like, don't talk to me. I got a man. I'm talking to somebody. No, I'm going to be open. Hi, how you doing? What's your name? Oh, okay. Well, you know, I want to take this conversation somewhere else. Then we'll exchange numbers, okay. And then we may go on a date, but I'm still dating this person, and you just, that's how I see it when I say dating with a purpose. And if this person is showing me more, or I'm gearing more towards this way, all right, dude, over here, it was nice while it lasted.
So you're getting cut.
I'm going to move over this way.
Right.
See, with me, I'm a terrible serial dater. I cannot serial date at all. I wish I could, but I can't.
Gabby, you're a Scorpio. Yes, we can.
No. I was, you know, our loyalty. Come on, CJ.
To a certain extent, I got you.
I end up telling on myself. Like, when I went on a date, I talked to this other guy. Like, I'm very open. I'm very honest. Because I never want to lead you on. Because I know what it feels like to be led on. It is not a good feeling. So I let you know, okay, so what you got going on? Well, I'm talking to this guy. And you know what I'm saying? I'm open and I am so honest. So
that's a great way to be.
I like the way that Gabby said date with a purpose. Meaning that, you know, you have to have your intention of what dating is for you and communicating that clearly to the other person. And in that is deciding that, I'm going to date multiple people, but that other person knows. Mm-hmm. Or when I decide, hey, I'm feeling this person a little bit more, then, hey, these other people might go off to the side.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's the preference of it. But it's still just that open and honest communication that, unfortunately, is not always there.
Pick me. Oh, no. Go ahead, Poetic.
So I think it is okay. But once it becomes exclusive, you have discussed that with the person, exclusive and committed, then you should cut off all others who were a prospect, because now you both are on the same page, you have the same vision, and you're taking your relationship to a more committed and higher level of commitment. So now it's a little more serious than just the casual dating, because during casual dating, you are dating people to see who is more compatible with you and who shares your ideas and your views and who you're compatible with to move forward in that more monogamous relationship.
I agree.
Okay. See to the
go ahead, CJ. Before we go to break? What's with the eye rolling?
I forgot my question. Listening to her, she just made me forget again.
I was just going to say, though, before we go to the break, I was just going to say that when a woman told me that she was dating multiple people, and this was once upon a time, it messed with my ego. I ain't gonna lie. It messed with my ego.
But like, you were dating other women. We had this conversation.
Pick me. I remember.
Okay, go ahead.
I remember.
Go ahead.
As soon as I said something.
Yeah, you brought it back. So let's just keep it a buck here.
Okay.
Let's honestly keep it a buck. How many people honestly are really out here being that upfront and honest with the multiple people that they're dating?
You're right, but I'm
a lot of people aren't doing that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we can say, hey, yeah, let's be honest. Let's, you know, tell this person, but they not really doing that. Folks aren't. Not in 2020. They weren't doing it in 2019.
You're right.
Or nothing.
So maybe that should, we should set that new rule
exactly.
For 2020.
Yes. Be honest and transparent.
There you go.
You gotta talk to
but
them.
I would say you got to be honest like day one. You can't wait to day 12 because it's harder to be honest then. Because
like
if I meet you today and I be like, yeah, I'm dating. I think that's cool. But then, you know, fifth date, eighth date, it's kind of hard to be like, I'm dating.
I'm going to say I am the goat of asking questions.
Yes,
I will ask questions. I am the question. I've been deaded in relationships because I ask too many questions. It's because I like to know and I like to have clarity.
Asking all the questions.
Yes.
All right, y'all. It's Love and Relationships right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. C2J and Gabby Bell, we're going to have to do rapid fire in the last 10 minutes of the show because we still have more questions to ask our panel of guests before they get out of here. Poetic pleasure. Sharia Thomas and RJ Hodges.
Hey, man. We should really talk to Joyce about maybe extending us another hour.
I don't think we're going to have
one
to.
Of these days.
It wasn't me, Miss Joyce. That was CJ's idea.
Love and Relationships and Friends right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Love and Relationships and Friends. Sean Garvey, C to the J, and Gabby Bell.
I was just going to say, this is like one sexy, very song right here.
This song is
very, very sexy.
It make you just like, you know.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do?
Look.
Yes.
But I don't know what my boy Rod done to Gabby, but Lord.
You know. Yeah. Whatever.
We'll catch you up.
Rod, you winning, man. You winning.
Yeah.
Okay, we
say
got
it again.
You win.
Hey, we got rapid fire coming up in just a few moments. But before we get into that, just to let the WLK listeners know, we will be back on next month, a few days before Valentine's Day, February. So you know what that means.
Mm.
C to the J.
Should we do the speed dating? I mean, not the speed or the
blind
date show.
I think we should do another blind.
Because I got a bachelorette. Already lined up.
Dude.
She's been waiting. She's like, please, can you sign me up, please?
She ready.
She ready.
She ready.
You know what I'm saying? So if y'all cool with it, you know I'm down.
Cool
I got the bachelorette.
It.
We just got to get the bachelors.
Okay.
RJ, you down? You available?
Yeah, We'll talk off air.
All right, bet. Say no more.
RJ.
So that's coming up on the first Sunday in February on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Be on the lookout for that and follow us on social media for updates on that at 1380 WAOK. We're going to go to Oscar calling from Douglasville. Oscar.
Howdy. What's up?
Howdy.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I mean, on top of this show being fire, that playlist is fire. Make that available somewhere. You know, when you started off with the Don't You? From the internet, that was already going to be killer by itself.
Yeah,
but every song afterwards, some of them I hadn't heard before. So I don't know if there's some licensing going on or something. But, like, just post it somewhere right quick so I can grab that.
Got you.
Okay.
We'll put that on the WALK.com page.
That'll work. I mean, you know, I don't want to get nobody in trouble, but do it quick
so
and
what
tell me where it is.
What we'll do, we'll just put the list out, the name of the songs, the artist and the name, and then you can just go and find them yourself, honestly.
Very smart.
Right.
I like that.
Right.
Okay. I did have a question. Hey, who was that?
Poetic Pleasure.
Poetic Pleasure, a.k.a. Ill Poetical, a.k.a. Killer.
Yeah.
Sound like you've been in one of your functions before.
I've seen several. What y'all don't know, I mean, she's a poet, of course, and she's a hostess extraordinaire and a promoter and all of that. That's a model right there. She knows how to take a picture. Absolutely.
Aww. Nice. Sound like a shot.
My shots are more intentional and offline.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I did want to ask a question for the benefit of the world audience. I know that, you know, earlier y'all talked about distance. I think Poetic actually mentioned something about being distant in a prior relationship. But what about geographic distance? You know, I mean, since we have technology, it enables, you know, distance relationships, whether you know them or not. Could everybody speak on that?
Like, is location important when it comes to dating?
Not even binary like that, just like in general. Like, what do you feel about distant relationships? I mean, you know, can they work, and what are some do's and don'ts if you're trying to make it work?
For 2020, okay.
I think long-distance relationships can work. I think it goes also back to communication, and it also goes back into effort and the energy you put into that relationship. So you would have to see that person as being worth it. So you can invest in making it work. So that means traveling to see the person, spending time. You're going to have to spend money because you're obviously going to have to get to see that person. And you want to make sure, like, so for instance, my love language is quality time, and I love affection. So my person is going to have to make sure that I'm getting that, because that's my love language, and vice versa, whatever their love language is, I'm going to have to make sure that I'm communicating with them as well. So, and then eventually in the future, it's possible that we can make plans and we can strategize on how we can move closer and create a life together.
That sounds good.
I feel like technology helps to have a healthy relationship. Like,
sound good.
I mean, no, I'm in a long distance relationship.
And that man, an hour away.
He's 2 hours.
That's a long. That's still
He's
a long distance
hours.
Relationship
I guess.
Nowadays.
I guess.
I mean, I think it could work. I think it could work, but I think you got to be honest with yourself. Like, if you're the type of person that you need to see me every week, like, you got to be honest with yourself. If I live in Atlanta and you live in Boston, like, you got to be honest. Like, if you can't handle, because I'm not going to see you every week. Let's just be real. We know I'm not flying there. You're not flying here every week. But I think if you can be honest with yourself and you can handle that distance, I think it can work.
Like,
but I think it has to be focused on, if this is getting serious, at what point are we going to figure out I'm coming there, or you coming here to stay? Like, how are we going to work this out?
Like, it may work for some people. Like, some people love their space. And some people, I know a friend, they've been in a long distance, they've been in a long distance relationship for like 3 or 4 years now. And they love it when they little boo come and visit, but they be happy when they boo leave. Like, it works for them. So I guess it depends on the person.
On the person, it ain't working for me. I ain't gonna lie. I like attention.
You gotta see Bae.
I like attention
too
much.
You gotta see Bae
every day. I do. But I like attention too much, and some attention is the wrong attention, and if I'm getting it from the wrong people, I don't need. Yeah,
that's that Scorpio.
It is every day. However, the reality of it is, I won't be able to see Bae every day, and Bae actually lives not too in the state of Georgia, but I have a life, and so does he. So traveling, you know, some people travel for jobs, some people travel for other things. I have a family. I have a teenager and a preteen, so I'm a busy mother as well as a teacher, and I have a lot of other things going on. So it's all part in communication and making sure that it whatever plan you come up with works for the both of you.
Okay, so we got to go through these questions really, really quick, and that ties into the question that I want to ask each individual here. Now, regarding long distance, it doesn't even have to be long distance relationship. It can be somebody that's in the same area as you or somebody that lives far away from you. Phone sex. Should we continue doing it in 2020?
Do people still do that? Because can't you do phone FaceTime? I mean, sex FaceTime? What is it?
Oh. Wait, what?
Wait.
Yeah. What you got going on?
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Oh,
forget what I said.
Who said yes? Who said yes?
Well, I said yes. So let me clarify, because
please,
you know, I got some church people on.
Let me clarify. So Pastor finna hit you.
I am a person who believes strongly in foreplay and intimacy, and I don't think intimacy is always physical. I think intimacy is stimulation of the mind. Okay. So when you are getting me here mentally, then you already got me. Okay. So flirting and cute, sexy photos, and you don't have to be nude, but, you know, something like seductive, I think you should still seduce. I think that's important.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be looking like Raggedy Ann. Maybe you have a bad day or two, but like you want to. Appearance matters. I think appearance matters. You still want to make it sexy. Keep it sexy.
Still be
and if you're not face-to-face with that person, do something in the meantime until you're able to get face-to-face. So it's okay to be.
Okay.
So she basically saying, don't slack off, ladies, when y'all get y'all man.
Or men.
Yeah, you have to keep that spice going.
That's right.
It doesn't
so phone, we still doing phone sex 2020.
Oh, that's important.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's next question.
Okay.
Yes.
Open relationships in 2020.
Open relationship.
No.
Time out.
Wait, what do you mean
what
by
the open relationship considered?
Yeah. Monique and Sydney?
Or Monique and Daddy?
I think that depends on the person.
What? It's too much depending on the person going on up in here.
It complicates things because I don't want to share.
I'm stingy.
I am stingy.
Yeah, I'm not sharing.
I don't like sharing.
It does work for some people. Having an open relationship does work for some people because they're not looking for monogamy.
Lord, bless their
hearts. But there are also some of us who do. So it really
it's tough with one of y'all. I don't need two.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But to the credit of the people that do believe in open relationships, and I know people that practice that, their philosophy is that is one person supposed to satisfy all of your needs for the rest of your life? And to a lot of people that practice open relationships, they believe that that's unrealistic.
Mm.
So, I mean, for somebody that believes that, who am I to tell you you shouldn't be in an open relationship? So
that's real.
Go for it.
I don't like to feel like I got to compete.
And I actually have had clients that I have counseled on that to where they had to negotiate and work that through in a marriage. To have
negotiations.
You know, yes, negotiations have to happen to appease your partner to ensure that you're meeting those needs of one another. It happens. But it's just recognizing also there's the consequences to our actions as well.
Surely.
Right. Can you live
maybe
with that?
Out of wedlock?
John, next question.
All right, one last question. We're going to take it home. Interracial dating and marriages in 2020.
Ooh.
More of that or no?
Ooh. I love it. You love who you love.
That's
I'm all for it.
Yeah. I mean,
RJ,
as long as it's genuine, if you genuinely meet somebody and you fall in love with them and they are of a different race, all for it. If you are not dating somebody of your same race because you got some kind of bias stereotype like black men aren't good or you know, black women don't do this and you're dating outside of your race for those ignorant reasons, I can't mess with you on that.
Okay, that's a good one. I didn't think about it.
I just love my black sisters, so I mean,
I feel like love is love, and that's all we need in love in 2020, especially what's going on. Right
yes.
Now.
Right.
Love me.
And that is the final
love
thought.
Love me, love me.
That is the final
just
thought.
Just love you. Keep your day job.
All right, so really quick, around the room, Poetic Pleasure, where can people follow you at?
You can follow me at I Am Poetic Pleasure on IG. There's also Poetic Pleasure page, or Erotic Poetry Show Atlanta. So I Am Poetic Pleasure and Erotic Poetry Show Atlanta.
All right, Sharia Thomas.
Yes, you can follow me on IG at I Am Sharia Thomas. I'm on Facebook at Sharia Thomas and ShariaThomas.com.
And on our Beat Break Radio podcast as well, the Beat Break Morning Show. All right, and RJ Hodges.
RJ Hodges on everything. RJ Hodges Speaks, HODGES Speaks. RJ Hodges Speaks everywhere.
All right,
boom.
C to the J.
Man, you already know. Follow me on Facebook, CJ Washington, and Instagram, C underscore the number 2, DA underscore J, C to the J.
All right, Gabby Bell.
Yeah, I'm...
quick, girl, quick.
She's thinking about that ass question.
Follow me on IG, The Real Gabby Bell, and Facebook, Gabby Bell.
And, of course, Sean Garvey, ATL on Twitter, Instagram, Sean Garvey on Facebook. Thank you to our panel of guests.
Yay.
Thank you for tuning in to Anasa. To another awesome edition of Love and Relationships and Friends on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Stay tuned for Harold Bennett. Give it some thought on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Talk to you next month.
Yes.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.